The news from the fifth plenary session of the 16th Party Central Committee is certainly encouraging.
I've heard about it. According to the proposed 11th five-year plan, efforts will be made to promote joint development of urban and rural areas so as to build a harmonious society.
In the past years, the gap between the city and the country has widened, and it's high time we dealt with this issue.
Right on. The government will encourage collaborative projects between coastal and hinterland provinces. This will make use of the capital in the eastern region and the natural resources in the western region, creating joint development.
It goes without saying that the differences between them will be narrowed in the near future.
I'm especially pleased to hear the government will pay more attention to social equality in the coming years.
True. It'll take measures like improving the taxation system to regulate incomes.
Let's hope the gap between high-income and low-income groups will be closing soon.
But I don't know how we can bridge the gap.
In my opinion, in the age of information, the most important thing is to arm the disadvantaged groups with information technology.
I'm not convinced on this issue. Does a narrower technology gap necessarily mean a narrower economic gap?
Today, information technology is the most powerful engine for economic growth. So a narrowed technology gap will lead to a narrowed economic gap.
Now I see. Just as the Chinese saying goes, it's better to teach somebody fishing skills than to give him fish.